You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is the best of the Phillies on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Power of love. Did you say it's garbage, Fran Rojas? What? You shut your mouth, Fran Rojas.
Yeah, Fran.
Shut your mouth. Go listen to Twitching Tongues again or whatever.
I hate that name so much.
It's such a horrible name, right? Every time I say it, it's like a chill runs through me.
It grosses me out.
Yeah, like a shiver.
Is that that's a real name?
A real band, apparently. Fran's favorite band, he said, right?
Fran. Yeah. I didn't know that. Yeah. I keep forgetting Fran doesn't have a microphone.
I thought you were about to say, I keep forgetting Fran's there. And I was like, yeah, it's
fair. I would never.
Coming up in a couple minutes, I have a question. Something that happened to me during the break. And I need to know if this is out of bounds or not, because personally, I feel like what I witnessed was out of bounds.
Oh,
I don't know, though. I'm going to need your help on this, Devin.
Was it in the restroom?
Oh, it happened in the restroom. So, yeah, we'll get to that. It's a very Joe to camera thing of me to do this, but
it's a very Joe.
I got to bring it up.
You still need to guess where he is.
Oh, yes. I totally forgot. Okay. Yeah. Let me take a quick guess here.
Okay.
I'm going to think it's something beachy. Maybe a cruise. I'm going to say a cruise to the Caribbean.
So I'm actually not sure if it's a cruise.
Oh, okay. So I'm in the right world, though.
Yes.
Okay. So he's going to the Caribbean somewhere, something like that.
Oh, well, not the, no. Wrong
part of the world.
Geographical location. I'm not sure his means of travel.
Got you.
But he seems to be visiting multiple places.
So he might be running.
There, maybe running places.
Well, if it's multiple places,
maybe
probably
he's
a cruise.
Training.
I feel like cruise. I know Joe is a big cruise guy. So over the last few years, he took a cruise and he's like, oh, this is cool. And now he's a cruise guy.
Yeah, it's efficient.
So, you can see a lot of places. It's good. You know, I took a cruise once. It was fun.
I used to take some cruises with my family.
I only took one. It was up the Baltics. It was very cool.
I went to Russia. I went on a Baltic cruise too.
It was
once.
So cool. Like, I went to St. Petersburg. Went to like Helsinki.
Same.
Finland,
Stockholm, Copenhagen.
Yes, Copenhagen. Yeah. So we took the same cruise. It was a really neat cruise. I was like,
we
25 years ago, but it was Estonia.
Yeah,
but it was the old Tallinn, the medieval city.
Wait, Riga, that's so funny.
Riga, the Paris of the East, they say.
St. Petersburg was my favorite.
Me too. Just seeing the the
so
like
crazy.
Actually seeing the, you know, the domes, like the mosques, like whatever those those things are called, those like colored you know what I'm talking about?
The,
like it was like, whoa, those are real. Like they're in front of me. This is so cool, you know.
The palaces too.
Cool. No, it was really cool. So shout out
we
to
We digress.
So Joe's somewhere, something like that. All right.
He's not in Russia.
He's not in Russia. That's his loss. Or win. No win. Yeah. All right. 215-592-9494. Speaking of Joe, no drop of the week this week when Joe is not here. He's the spirit animal of drop of the week. So drop of the week, though, when we do it, it is sponsored by Family and Company Jewelers, South Jersey's diamond destination. Coming up in a couple minutes here, I'm going to get Devin Caney and Ben Davis's thoughts on what I think was something that out of bounds that just happened to me in the restroom. We're going to get to that in just a minute. Yes, exactly. That is a that's coming up after we talk to our buddy Jeff in Wilmington. Used to talk to him all the time in the middays. Felt like he loved our show, was a part of the team. And then we go to the mornings. He's like, oh, I don't call you anymore. Now I hear him talking to Hugh and Joe all the time. I get it. It's cool.
I just don't get up that early anymore.
I'm just messing around, pal. How are you? It's great to talk
to you. Good to talk to you guys. Yeah, man. Hey, real quick on the Eagles. I'm with you, James. I don't really care about preseason. As long as there's no major injuries, I'm
totally.
Not anything in the stats. I love that Elliott does stats because I like numbers. But
yeah, I like to know. I think that having all the information is great. Like, I totally support the stats and all that. It's just what you could take away from them, I think, differs from person to person.
It's not a measuring stick for me by any means.
Same.
So I'm curious to know what you and Ben think about this last night with the Phillies. You know, baseball is one of those games where a couple of pitches either way can change a game. And Kirkery came in a tight spot, and he got behind on that hitter. So now he's forced to come in with a 3-1 pitch, and the guy gets a hit. Would you? I personally would have had. I would have told Lizardo, dude, you're going out for the seventh. But if one guy gets on,
Jeff, you nailed my. Again, I'm with Ben Davis earlier. I was okay with it. Like, look, if he had even pulled Lizardo after six and said, hey, great outing, man. Let's take a win. You know, you're up six, you know, 6-6, one run innings. Like, you did great, man. Like, good job. I would have been fine with that. I was fine with him bringing him out for the seventh because he did look like he was cruising.
Yeah.
But I am with you. One base runner, and I'm pulling him in that spot. I agree with you. I think that's where he faltered. And obviously, he went much further than that.
And I probably would have had the corners up, but I've had Stott and Turner
double
back
play
and
double play depth. And yeah, Stott was kind of like playing it. It felt, you said it before, Ben, it almost felt like they were trying to serve both masters a bit. Where like Stott was like not quite double play depth, but almost double play depth.
Yeah,
but the corners were in and Turner
depth.
Was like halfway in or out.
It was
know?
Like if it's not hit really hard, they're going to go home to home and get the force plate and keep preserving.
If it hit hard, they could still pivot.
If it's hit hard, they could still get the double
and
play.
And it literally was hit the worst possible spot for the alignment they had.
Yeah.
You know?
They got in late. Look, games like that are going to happen. I don't see any reason why they don't take the next three from the Nats.
They better. Look, if they win two of the next three, it's not the end of the world. But, like, I think we could all use them sweeping the Nats out for the rest of the series. Because as we saw last night, like, basically, other than James Wood, I mean, this is a disastrous Nationals lineup that they're rolling out. Abrams in play. Yeah. If Abrams in there, he's
Abrams
good, too.
Good.
But last night, James Wood was the only hitter in the lineup that you should have any fear
of
whatsoever.
He's legit.
He's a stud. No, don't get me wrong. James Wood.
He's legit.
He's legit. He's a hoss.
22 years old?
He's a hoss.
So how about this? Going into last night's game, he had 25 homers. He had 15 against righties, 10 against lefties. He was hitting .249 against righties, .281 versus lefties.
Unbelievable. It's like Schwarber-esque.
That's unbelievable.
Schwarber-esque. For a young left-handed hitter.
For a 22-year-old with that kind of leverage,
crazy.
He's a good one.
And that side, he is huge. Jeff, you got do you have something you want to say about the Birds real quick?
No, I would just...
All right, but you already did that. Training camp. My fault. You got an answer for...
I don't know if... I got to pivot if this one doesn't work. What about the resurrection? If there was the internet back then.
So it's a good answer. It works. We are not very biblical on this show with our winning answers. We don't usually do that. But, yeah, I mean, look, it probably would be a big deal if it happened on the old Twitter.com. Oh, hey, can you believe it? All right.
How about the Last Supper?
That would have been another one. Yeah.
Hey, there's like 13 guys up there having supper.
Yeah, like pictures would start leaking.
Right?
It'd be
crazy.
Is that Judas at the table? Is it Judas? I can't tell. Can you see?
Who's there trying to figure
out? Oh, Peter's not by his side. Where did Peter go? What is happening here?
They got some bread. They got some wine.
Yes. Yes, two Jameses as disciples. People don't talk about that enough. I'm just saying, you know, great name.
Hashtag okay. Just saying.
That's right. James, thank you. What a great name it is. All right, back to the phones in a sec. I need Devin Kenny and Ben Davis's thoughts about this. Is this out of bounds or not? And if you, sir, are no longer doing what you're doing or listening to the show, I apologize for calling you out here. But no, I don't know your name nor who you are. So, you know, I think you'll be all right. I went to the bathroom, went to the urinal, you know, do my business in a break. And I hear from the stall, I'm like, what's here? Someone talking in the stall. Guy in the stall just having a full blown phone conversation while in the stall in the bathroom sitting down.
Oh.
So in a public restroom, doing your business, the number two, as they say, having a full-blown phone conversation, just all, oh, yeah, no, totally. Oh, yeah, and then I'm going to do this. Oh, yesterday I was, like,
did
what?
Was it, like, a serious?
It was just talking.
Like a work conversation?
No, just a buddy or something. Yapping it up, right? Can we agree? Oof. Is that out of bounds? I felt uncomfortable listening to the conversation just being in the bathroom and happening around me.
That's a technical.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's actually way worse than being on a speakerphone or what do you call it?
FaceTime
in public.
Yeah, which is awful too.
Which is ridiculous. That's even worse than that.
Yeah, I think it is worse than that. Yeah. You're in the bathroom. Like, you're in the stall right
terrible.
Now. It's horrifying.
That's terrible.
Okay, I'm happy you agree with me. I thought it was, but I never know. Sometimes, like, I'll go in and be, oh, no, it's fine. Like,
no, it's definitely a violation.
Okay, all right, we agree. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Chuck and Cherry Hill. Chuck, hey.
Yeah, what's up, my man? Yeah, that's quite weird right there.
It's weird,
there
right?
really is.
It's weird.
Yeah, that's
weird.
Yeah, at least you locked them in there, but that's really different. Anyway, this is what I'm having a problem with nowadays. You know, we have this great pitching. We've had it all season. You know, you have to build the defense around it. I think Dombrowski gave Topper a gift. I would have had my first introductory meeting with Bader and said, listen, you're in there every game. You're a lockdown center fielder. You got the numbers to demonstrate that. When I said as good as Andrew Jones, everybody pushed back on that. Oh, it could not be. Just look it up. It's right in front of you if you look up, you know, defense. We have the 20th ranked defense outfield. And last night you got a ball that goes to the outfield. The runner has to hesitate when Turner dives there. So if you look at the replay, the next runner hesitates. It almost looks like nobody could score at that point. And, of course, we get the high throw. You know, you lose games by one run, and if Bader's not out there, these are games you can otherwise win.
Devin,
you know,
we were talking about this before, Chuck. Like, Harrison Bader should be in center field every single day.
Every day.
Every game. That's it. Yeah.
Well, and, like, you look at, to further that point, I know Nick Castellanos, there was the drama, and then he hasn't been platoon, but I think that when you don't platoon guys who are used to playing every day and expect to play every day, like Harrison Bader, that can also mess up their at-bats. Like, that can affect the offense when you're not getting swings in every game. And I know he'll come in like a late-in-the-game situation like he did last night, but I just don't think it's doing anyone any favors.
Yeah, that's a great point. He's not a natural hitter. He needs to get his reps and looks, you know, to put up his 245 average.
Yeah,
he's not going to do it every other game, but he'll win you games defensively, and he makes the right fielder better and the left fielder better because of his zone coverage and all that stuff.
Oh, it's not even a question.
Just let him be out there and win some games. He'll do that. He did it 5 games ago with a catch. That's what he's done his whole career.
Yeah, Chuck, I'm with you. And look, I mean, and even then he's had a better, like, a better offensive season than everyone on the team except Marsh. I mean, every outfielder on the team except Marsh this year. So, like, it's not just the fielding. He's been a better offensive player this season than Castellanos has, than Otto Kemp has, than Wes Wilson has, than Max Kepler has, than any of these other guys. Chuck, you got a what would have broke the internet for us?
If it's already been said, I can't believe it has. And I watched it live. I'm 72. The Beatles on Sullivan. If it's been said,
I'll give a
second vote. A second vote to the eventual winner. How about that? Have a great weekend, team.
Chuck, always a pleasure. All right, 215-592-9494. Back to the phones in a sec, but two things I need to get out of the way. One, Vani Hanamirian doing a great job doing audio for this show. Back in the studio has let me know that we are light on Times Yours calls. How is that possible? Please do a favor, not just for me, but for Vani. Back in the studio, trying to do a good job. She's crushing it, working on the morning show. And it would make her life a lot easier if you could get a Times Yours call in. 215-238-4500. The beautiful thing about Times Yours, it can be about whatever you want. You can call and rip me for asking you to call in for Vani.
Yeah,
that's fine.
That.
We'll
that.
Take it. Do that. You can call in and rip Ben Davis for being big time and coming here and getting upgraded in a big hotel room. You know, like at the beautiful Borgata. Anything you want to call about, 215-238-4500. Don't do it for me. Do it for Vani, okay? That's what I need.
I just grabbed my bags. I just grabbed my bags during the commercial break, and I walked out of that room, and I went, what a sin.
I know.
What a shame. I got to leave this giant room.
What a shame. Also, you know, a sin by me, too. I realized, and I know we're deeper in the show, but Louis Coco back in studio is doing a great job. I never asked him his side topic answer.
Okay, I was actually going to ask.
Yeah, it was a really bad job by me, Louis. I hope you can forgive me. I thought about it earlier, and I meant to get back, and I'm here now. So what hockey related thing would you like to give us?
Yeah, no, that is so okay. How about when the Philadelphia Flyers, this was 1976.
I knew it was going to be.
How about them Broad Street Bullies beating the crap out of the USSR? Sending them back home. They actually literally had to get off the ice in the second period because they were getting bullied so hard. And the Flyers threatened to not pay them if they didn't come back and finish the game. 4-1 win for them, Broad Street Bullies.
So, Lewis, you'll appreciate this. So, my dad's favorite team is the Flyers.
Like, yes.
Full stop. My dad and my uncle, shout out to Uncle Rick, who is out there. My dad not live anymore, but Uncle Rick is. Shout out to Uncle Rick on his birthday, no less. The winning the cup, watching the team win the cup, he still says they were at the game when they won the cup. He says to this day it is the single greatest night of his life outside of his children being born. So I grew up in a Flyers household. My dad loved telling me the story about the Russians and Bobby Clark and That was a staple in my household. All right, back to the phones in a sec, but Devin Caney, it's time. You wanted it.
What?
You wanted that smoke. Twitter poll question of the day, sponsored by Armin
Chevrolet.
I'm like,
what?
Check out Armin. Devin's like, oh, my God, what's happening? Check out Armin Certified, one-owner, pre-owned pickup trucks and SUVs at ArminChevy.com. That's ArminChevy.com. Together, let's drive. Normally, John Ritchie does a fantastic job of guessing the results of our Twitter poll. Well, guess what? Devin Caney stepped into the octagon
now
today
nervous.
By choice, no less. I threw it out there before. She's like, I'll take it. I want this. I want this one. So Devin Caney, let's see how you do here.
Okay.
The question is, do you care how the Eagles, and I put playing quotes, do you care how the Eagles, quote unquote, play in training camp and joint practices? A, yes. B, no. How do you think the voting results came out?
71% no.
76%
no.
She comes through.
Let's go.
Job.
Let's go.
Now, I will say it does seem the more people are filling for Richie, the less impressive John is. Devin, really, really good job.
I'm going to be honest. So, like, I wanted to do it because whenever John is asked, which is pretty much every show, I guess it in my head.
Yeah.
And, like, I'll actively not look because it's become
it's
like
fun to get,
and
yeah.
I'm always wrong and he's always right. So I was actually really nervous.
I'm
for that,
proud of you. That was a really good job. And look, I could say 76% of people are in the right on this one.
I
fully agree. All right, let's go back to the phones. Let's talk to Jeremy in Syracuse. What up, Jer?
Hey, how we doing? Who would have guessed that there were multiple awkward bathroom situations during the show this week, and Joe DeCamera's not here?
It's been a big week for bathrooms.
But the key point with Joe
not even
here, what are the odds? Jeremy, what a great point. A big week for bathroom on the show and Joe's not involved is, honestly, you could have won a lot of money betting on that.
I'm very happy for Joe Flacco that he didn't have to answer the, hey, do you got a bidet question? Trying to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, that definitely would have come. Yeah. Oh, and if he had said no, he'd be like, well, let me tell you how great they are, Joe.
I know. It would have been even more awkward than it probably already was.
Yeah, it was pretty awkward.
So I wanted to talk Howie Roseman. I watched that episode of Bussin' with the Boys yesterday, and, like, I don't know how you could like Howie Roseman even more, because he just, like, he seemed to be such a good melting pot version of Nick and Jalen. In the way that he's talking about how he goes about doing his job. And he's like, he's just so cerebral, highly motivated to be the best at what he does. And it was just super eye-opening to me. Not to long talk on you real quick, but like not only did he, as directly as he's allowed to admit, talk about messing up the Jalen Reagor pick.
Oh, he flat out, like, if there was like no, we all knew what he was saying there, yeah.
Right, and they, the hosts of the show were even like, so this is what you're talking about. He said, I'm not allowed to talk about players and other teams, but maybe.
He's like, there's a certain player who's going to be a Hall of Famer. yeah.
But I thought that was cool. It kind of gave me an epiphany this morning. We're talking about Lane Johnson saying he might retire and how we think he's at, like, the top of his game, and, like, Jason Kelce did the same thing and Fletcher Cox did the same thing. It's kind of just like, Howie was talking about how when he thinks he's not going to be able to do his job, he's got to pull himself out because it's not the best thing for the Eagles. And that just made me so happy to have that guy as our GM, you know?
Yeah. I think he's the best GM in his sport. I think he's one of the best GMs in the history of his sport. I mean, to do what he's done in salary cap era is unbelievable. And it really does feel like he's... You know, it's not like Neo with the Matrix where he's like, you know, figured it all out. But it does kind of feel like he's figured it out. Like he's figured out, like it just feels like he continues to grow and grow and grow. And now it's like the drafting thing. That was the one knock we had against Howie. He's great at trades, great at the contract, all this stuff. But the drafting thing, and now it seems like the processes that they put in place for that are functioning at such a high level. It's, we are so incredibly lucky to have Howie. Yeah. And to your point, he is driven and he also gets us. He understands the city. He's been here so long. He's such a good talker. I'm with you. Every time
he bleeds for this.
Yeah, I literally did. That's exactly right. Yeah. Jeremy, I'll say every time I hear him talk, I feel better. Like, honestly, every time Howie Roseman talks these days, I feel better about how he does his job, how he goes about his business, all that. We'll play one more piece of action from that audio about the A.J. Brown trade, a funny little exchange about that from Bussin' with the Boys. We'll play that coming up as well. Jeremy, you got an answer for us for a what would have broke the internet?
So I had one, but it got taken. I don't have a winning answer, but I do have an answer for you about something I recently learned about. The straw hat riots in the 20s. Ooh. In New York City. There were 8 days of riots because some factory workers refused to stop wearing straw hats after, like, September 15th
what?
That year. It was
ridiculous. Is this like a white after Labor Day type thing? I'm confused.
Yeah, except it's straw hats after September 15th. it was socially acceptable, and these people were like, no, it's hot. We're going to wear these.
Jeremy, what a great call. What a wild thing that the white after Labor Day, I know that was the thing, but, like, just the idea that, like, no, you can't wear this hat because... that we don't do that in society. Like, what a ridiculous thing.
The rules in place today, even, like, I know that it's tradition, but even, like, country club, I'm like, what would happen? Like, why do we really care? What, are you going to tell me I can't come in because
I don't know what that means, country
shoulders
club.
Are showing?
Is that,
like, you know, like, if you
no,
go to a country...
No, I don't. So it's laid on me. I'm wondering. I guess. Like, if, you're talking like a country club where you play golf and stuff. I got you.
Like a night.
Oh,
like
I got you. That type of club.
Your shorts
I got
have
you.
To be... Like, for men and women, your shorts have it's to be a certain length. Your shoulders can't be showing.
How you present
you know?
Yourself. I yeah. got it. I got
and I
it.
Think just if you look presentable, it's fine. Obviously, don't show up looking like a schlep, but like... What are we doing here?
Yeah,
you know?
I'm with you. I'm
what
with
are you,
you.
The fashion police?
That's right. Let the straw hat people wear straw hats in 1920, 15, whatever it was.
Yeah,
all right, 215-592-9494. One more segment to go. From the beautiful Borgata, it's Ben Davis, James Seltzer, Devin Caney hanging out with you. We'll be back. One more segment to go. We'll play one more piece of audio from that Bussin' with the Boys interview with Howie Roseman. Really interesting, funny little recap of the A.J. Brown trade and how it went down. Plus your calls. It's the morning show. Don't go anywhere.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC.
Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.
You've been listening to the best of the Phillies on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Welcome back. Midday show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilley. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. You know who's back tonight? Or not tonight. Sunday, Hugh.
Shady's back.
Well, no. That's not his nickname, but.
Shady. Nola's back.
Nola's back on Sunday. All right, what are you expecting? So Aaron Nola, it's been so long since we've watched him. I think people almost forget how bad he was to start the season. Let's be real. He was terrible.
Yeah, he was having a tumble, but he was hurt.
Well, we found out towards the end, right, in the month of May.
Broke a foot, right? It was a foot broken?
I think it was an ankle he rolled in Tampa, and then he started two more games after that, and they were disasters. And then they said it wasn't going to be that long. Remember, then they found a stress reaction in his ribs,
yeah,
which
I put the break. I thought it was his foot, his ribs.
Yeah. Okay, we still don't know how that happened, but either way, that became a 2 month thing.
Nolan doesn't seem like that guy.
Does not seem like a chandelier guy.
I mean, the most people that swing from chandeliers don't seem like they swing from
chandeliers. But he really doesn't seem like it.
You ever heard him talk? He seems like he's the anti chandelier guy. I mean,
I'm also going to have to disagree. I mean, like, you seem like a swing from the chandelier kind of guy, and you do swing from the chandelier.
Yeah, I was about to say, wait.
What was that noise?
It was not. I did not confirm, nor did I deny.
That's true.
I would have rolled him there until he told me no. Saying.
Aaron Nola back on Sunday. Do we expect him? Do you expect Aaron Nola to pitch well?
Says
it all.
Well, no, because what is your definition of well? He hasn't pitched in some months.
I know. And when he was pitching this season, like obviously for his Phillies career, he's been a very good pitcher. But this year, he stunk. Then he got hurt. And now he's back. Now, two ways to look at it. He's going to come back and stink again. Or he is a fresh arm. I mean, by this time of the year, Aaron Nola and every pitcher, right? They're going through the dead arm. They're tired. I think there could be an advantage here for a guy that has pitched so many innings in his career. Hugh, he basically got the summer off. I mean, he wasn't able to pitch until about a month ago when he started his rehab.
Didn't think about it like that.
It could be a fresh arm. I am optimistic that Aaron Nola is going to come back and give the Phillies some good innings. And I don't know until I see him, but I'm optimistic we're going to get a good version Aaron Nola.
If you had to put a number on it, what would that number be?
Like in terms of ERA?
Innings.
Oh, Sunday's game, his first game back. I don't know. I mean, his first game might only be five innings because
that's what I was putting.
First time
five
back.
Innings, two hits, three hits.
Yeah, I mean, if he gives me five innings and two or three runs in his first game back,
I just said hits.
I know.
I didn't say nothing about runs.
Well, what do you want? Zero runs in his first game back?
One run.
You're setting the bar pretty high.
Okay,
one run.
Maybe two.
So five innings, two runs. I'll take that in his first game back. Yeah. I mean, I wonder how many games he did that this season before he got hurt. Probably not that many. I will take that. And they are officially going to the six-man rotation. Scott brought that up. I was going to ask him. He kind of went there when I brought up Aaron Nola.
Mm-hmm.
Hugh, we talked about this, a week ago? Should they go to a six-man rotation? Well, they're doing it now. So Nola's in the rotation. Now, we'll see how long they do it. Now, I don't know if this is going to be a 1 week thing, a 2 week thing, a 3 week thing, but for the next X amount of starts, they're going to use a 6-man rotation. I like it. I think Taiwan has pitched well enough to get more starts, and I think this will give both Wheeler and Ranger Suarez just more time in between their starts. I think that will help them. I know in the past Zach Wheeler hasn't loved this idea, but hey, buddy, you're throwing like 89 mile an hour cutters over the middle. So we're
trying to save you from yourself at this point. Yeah, I'm with you on that.
You just hey buddy Zach Wheeler.
I hey buddied him.
He did hey buddy.
I mean, I needed to. I think the Phillies sometimes need to hey buddy their players.
Tread lightly.
Hey buddy.
Well, I mean, they don't hey buddies Castellanos. They tried once and he barked back at them. And since then.
With all due respect first.
With all due respect. Hey buddy. Kyle, you're expecting a good Nola.
Honestly, yeah. I mean, I could be crazy. Yeah. I've been before. But I actually do attribute the terrible start to the season to some of the injury stuff. Yeah. Like, I think the ankle thing was legit, and it made it really tough on him. I actually expect a fresh and solid Aaron Nola.
Yeah, and when Scott said he's very important, right now, if you had to guess, which game does Aaron Nola start in the postseason? So first of all, do we think
it was a three-game series?
Well, let's say it's a five-game series, the NLDS. Third. I think he's going to start game three or four, but he's getting a start.
No, he goes three. Walker piggybacked by Ranger gets four.
Oh, hold on a second. We're starting Taiwan in a playoff game?
Yeah.
No.
Have you seen him?
I can't do it.
What do you want to do? Start Ranger? He's got like a 6 ERA.
And he just had a meltdown.
I have not. Uncharacteristic. I'm not off the Lizardo trip.
Uncharacteristic.
Okay. I still think there's upside to Lizardo.
Okay. I can agree with that.
I think, but he's got to be managed right. Like, Topper's got to be, because Lizardo could be great, and then he just like falls apart in batters.
Yeah.
You got to manage it. Sure. You got to be on top of it.
Yeah, Ranger's not setting foot on the mound starting a playoff game right now.
Yeah, no. Ranger come out of the bullpen. He's lost his way. Yep. But yeah, so we all think Aaron Nola's going to start game three.
Yeah.
Well, then he better pitch well.
I do. Yeah, he better. I'm with you.
Yeah. This weekend, you know, obviously we want to win some games here and get back on track. But Wheeler tonight, let's see how he looks velocity-wise. And he said he felt good after the Rangers start, so we'll see. And then Nola. That game on Sunday, by the way, is at 11:30 a.m. You guys know that? We got a morning game on Sunday. You going to be awake?
All depends on how that Saturday goes.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I'm
get being banged up.
I'm being totally honest with you. I had a bottle of wine last night. It wasn't that great.
No?
No, it tastes like they mashed the grapes with the dirt. It was not good. You know how the grapes, like,
yeah,
but there's a
fermenting process.
No, but I'm saying
filtering and all that.
Like, I've been trying to work on my.
Did you get it at a guy down the street?
No,
or?
I've been trying to work on my vernacular as far as my wine tasting.
Doesn't seem like it's going well.
Well, it's not.
They're mashing the grapes with the dirt.
Because I can't think of another way. Earthy. It tasted real earthy.
Don't they call that like terroir or something like that?
We need
that
a
sommelier.
What are they called when they're the wine expert? Sommelier?
Sommelier.
We need a sommelier to call it.
Yeah, sommelier Douglas.
It was earthy.
What about the tannins?
The tannins, you know, I don't let it.
We're just gonna toss around buzzwords.
Yeah. I don't let it breathe sommelier. Enough to taste the tannins. Yeah. I just pop that thing in the bottle. Yeah, I just drink that.
There is a sommelier listening right now. It's like these guys don't know what the hell they're talking about.
We're butchering the wine tasting thing, and they're like they hate us right now. But it tasted like dirt.
You had a tough night out at your dinner out last night.
Man, had the
food, the wine.
Shame. That's all I can say.
Dude,
shame.
Could be worse. You could be Herb.
That's
yeah,
true.
Her.
A dinner that wasn't that great versus with seven
but
hours.
You know
of
the
toilet?
Difference between me and Herb? I didn't put the restaurant on blast.
He aired them out. That was tough for them.
He absolely did, yeah.
And then he going back-to-back fast food. That's crazy.
Yeah, I know. That guy's got to take care of himself better. Though, at the gym the day after recovering from food poisoning,
okay,
that's dedication.
I like Herb a lot.
But?
What are you at the gym working on, though, dog? Seriously.
Curls.
For the girls.
No, I said curls. Curls for the girls, I guess you could say. But he's working on his curls.
Not leg day, you don't think?
No.
Herb has not seen that nan one leg day.
He has some of the thinnest legs I've ever seen.
You heard like he ride on a chicken, man. Love her. Herb, like he riding on a chicken.
All right, from here.
I still subscribe to the Pox Party theory about the fast food.
Hugh just lost. We just heard Hugh had no idea about the Pox parties.
None. He looked at us very much. He was you peopling us.
He was. I saw it in his eyes. He gave us the this is a white person thing eyes. I saw it. And I had to address it.
You don't want to know about the visual that I had in my head. A bunch of moms sitting around drinking wine, letting their kids touch all of them.
Yep,
that's exactly what it was.
Go get sick, son.
They put us all in like the playpen. They're like, get yourself sick so we're done with it.
Mom coming home banged up saying, like, little Timmy got the pox today. Me and Carol had a pox party. Well,
that's a success.
This is exactly. This is,
wait a minute. Success.
This is what it was.
This might sound crazy, but I need to know because we're here. Did they charge for these parties?
This was like a social thing.
Wait a minute.
It's a neighborhood thing.
The cost is getting the pox.
Think of it like a block party that people have these days.
So wait a minute. Barbara got on the phone and said, hey, Cindy Lou. Little Timmy got the pox. You want to bring the kids over to get Oh, yeah, right away. I'll call Carol down the block.
If I remember correctly,
Cindy Lou and Carol, you're pushing it, buddy.
And Elizabeth.
How many more names you got?
Let's get Sarah.
The thought process was, get it out of the way. Just get your chicken pox. Bring them all together. Everyone gets it. Then we're done.
Let's go, Kylie. Kylie, get your bring your kids on over, Kylie. We got it.
He's naming every white girl name he knows.
You have any more? You tapped out.
That's about it.
Okay.
Want to pop up like 10 minutes later in the middle of another conversation.
Just start naming white names for no reason.
Hey, Betty. You want to come and bring your kids over? Get in the box.
Speaking of Patrick in Tabernacle. What's up, Patrick?
Yo. I can't believe Hugh is gainfully employed. You know what I mean? Sometimes, Hugh. You're having too much fun.
I get what you're saying because I mean this is not a real.
It doesn't. We don't act like we're at work, which is.
Yeah, I didn't know how to. He was about to catch a bad one. I had to think about that for a minute.
No, but listen, man, listen, Joe Giglio. I told Kyle I could. The only thing I'd look at with, and I don't even watch preseason, is like who got hurt, injuries. And like, it's just that cut and dry for me. Everything else is just, what do you call that to me? White noise. I'm tuned out. You know what I mean? And I could care less. You know, because the fact of the matter is, once we get to the regular season, we still don't know what team we have until we get to the, it's like a four-game check. That's how I live now. You don't know what team you have until the fourth game after the fourth game of the NFL, it seems.
So, you know, Patrick, I mean? You're right about that. And I think it's unfortunate because I think it kind of robs us of good football in the month of September. It's almost like preseason quality, unfortunately, the first month. I do think, and this is kind of just separate from what you're saying, even it's kind of on the same track, but separate. Patrick, I do think that it could go the other way at some point where a team is going to try a different strategy to get off to a better start, because I think the whole league uses September, but... If you can be more ready to go, you may have an advantage over other teams. I mean,
sure.
It's silly to me, but I understand that health is the most important thing for these teams.
And that's a good point too, because if you think about it, we got a running game now. Running disappeared in the NFL, and like all of a sudden, you know, it's like a team's got these faster, smaller linebackers, and it's like, wait a minute. And then you go to the running game and you can just bang the heck out of these guys all day. So now, you know, they went one way, and now they're coming back to another. So we'll see. But more importantly, hey, Hugh, listen, man, we were talking about sharks and stuff during the summer.
Yes.
Yo, during a July 4th weekend, there was a three-day stretch. I'm up in the Barnegat Bay with we anchor and we swim, we hang out. They had bullnose rays, and if you Google it, yo, these bullnose rays are big fish. And when they swim, they fly like birds almost, and the tips of their wings come out of the water. And it looks like there's friggin' sharks in there. And I'm telling you, dude, they're big and they're fast.
So yeah, I'm looking at some of the pictures of them. Yeah, they're pretty wide.
Man. Yeah, you see how big they get?
Yeah, they're pretty big.
I'm telling you, dude, it looked like 4 to 5 feet across the wing from tip to tip.
Yeah, I'm
and
about
fast. Because they move like a dude. They move like a video game. And they're in the lagoons. That's what I'm telling you. Anybody, here's my PSA. Do not swim and play in lagoons, especially when you have high water temps, because that's the bait fish come in and bigger fish come in And, like, you just don't know what you're getting into. So there you go.
You mean like the lagoon that they had the Kelce games at down there?
Exactly. Oh. Exactly.
Oh, come on.
I told you there was an injured dogfish in the lagoon this year. Dogfish aren't going to do nothing, but they're 4 feet. They're 3 to 4 feet. Look up spiny dogfish. You know what I mean? And they're all in the bay. They're all in the bay. You know what I mean?
He doesn't, he doesn't need any more reason.
You know, I know.
No, I'm not going.
Patrick, you're going to get Hugh not to step foot near the shore ever again.
No, I'm not going.
Spiny
dogfish, wolf eels.
Go to the pool. You're the pool guy. Just go to the pool. Get a drink. Go to the pool.
I'm going to go to the pool.
Yeah. I feel like pool's not up your alley either, man.
No, listen, I got a snack.
What do you got?
So listen, my brother makes butter. And Hugh, I'm not just talking about regular.
I know
butter.
You. When you said butter, I already knew what you were going to.
He's the Walter White of butter. So when he makes butter, you can put this butter on whatever floats your boat. You like a blueberry muffin in the morning? No problem. You like a little toast with cinnamon and sugar on it? No problem. Me myself, I like chocolate chip cookies. Hugh, you're a big fella. If I gave you, you might do right. It's like clear your plate, clear your calendar, have one or two of these cookies. Boy, it'll get you right through.
Yeah, but you know what the problem with that is? Because John has to actually do a show.
Yeah.
And he might not.
That's right.
He might not make it.
We're talking about John. Yeah.
Yeah, he ain't going to make it.
He can't. No. No.
He can't make what?
That. I'll talk to you off the air.
Okay. All right, yeah, Patrick. I'll figure it out at some point. Patrick, good phone call.
By the way, remember when we put up a poll last year? Mm. Be honest, do you pee in swimming pools? 41% of people said yes.
That was an alarming number. It was an alarming number.
It's an insane amount of people.
It made me question every swimming pool I've ever gone in.
It was.
41%?
And when you go to certain places, like say it was called the Wave at Cedar Point. I think it was called the Wave back in the day.
Okay.
Where it was like it periodically brought the waves. And, you know, probably a couple places had that. When you see all those people in the pool, man, you know somebody peeing in the pool, man.
I appreciate Patrick's calls always, but he didn't help you. I mean, he just made you more fearful of lagoons and water.
Oh, no, I'm not doing that. I wasn't doing that anyway, though, because that's how my mind works.
But you looked at me
now.
Like as if the Kelce thing we were at, there were sharks in there. There were no sharks.
See, just like you
all
didn't,
the Eagles players got in and out. They're all training camp, but no shark injuries.
You didn't think that there was an alligator not that far from your home.
Yeah, but that was user error. Someone put the alligator in there.
Yeah,
that
was a plan. It was still there.
That was an inside job.
But if I bring a rhinoceros to the studio, then you shouldn't then fear there's always going to be rhinoceroses here.
You know what?
Don't tempt you.
If you did that, then I know not to trust you anymore because you're bringing rhinoceroses to work. Rhinoceroses. Yeah, why take the chance, though? That's all I'm saying. Why are we taking these chances?
He does bring up a good point.
Why are we taking these penitentiary chances?
If you're bringing a rhinoceros to work, you become untrustworthy instantly.
Oh, I agree with that.
You know what I'm saying? What are we doing?
I'm untrustworthy. The building is not untrustworthy. Work isn't untrustworthy. Well, just because there was one gator in a lake or whatever it was, the river.
How do you know it's only one gator? That's only one gator that they caught.
See, now you're just fearful of all this
stuff. No, I'm just saying, but it's only one gator that they caught. Because somebody did say, where's the mama?
counterpoint, though, to play devil's advocate, how trustworthy is this building if they're allowing a rhinoceros in here?
Yeah, like,
I may have used that extreme example. Then the building might not be trustworthy.
Makes me think about what was the name of the pet service gator that they tried to bring into Citizens Bank?
Should have been allowed in.
No, that was a ridiculous thought. It should not have been allowed in. You could not have a situation where you're online to get a beer and there's an alligator rubbing up against your leg. You can't have that. That's crazy stuff. All right, let's go to Brian.
There for emotional support.
In Roxburgh, and he was not. We've taken it too far. Brian, what's up?
What's going on, Joe Giglio?
What's up,
Hugh?
What's up, man?
Nothing much, man. First of all, I just want to say I'm going to live and die on the Nick Castellanos Hill. Me and my son are big fans of him. But I have a couple of points I wanted to say. First of all, earlier this year, Kyle Schwarber, he went, what was it, 3 for 34? And because it was in June, it didn't get as hyped up as it would have been if it was nailed, because we're closer to the playoffs. And the last two postseasons, Nick Castellanos has also been one of our best hitters. And I just feel like I feel like everybody overreacts
Way to clean that up, dog. Good job.
So I understand your point that it's happening now. We're coming down the stretch, so we're kind of hyper-focused on it, versus if it happened a little earlier, maybe it gets lost in the shuffle. But, Brian, I here's the difference for me. He's streaky, right? He's always been streaky. I'm starting to feel like he's in decline. Like, it's not just streakiness, but even when he comes out of it, is he going to be the Castellanos that he was 3, 4, 5 years ago? I don't know. Defensively.
I totally agree with that, though, Joe. I was listening to you guys earlier on the Odyssey app, and I totally agree. I do believe that he could be in a decline, and he is a very streaky player. But to hear you guys say that you want to platoon him with Max Kepler, when last week I'm listening to WIP, everybody wanted to DFA Max Kepler, and it just that kind of just drove me nuts.
Yeah.
I'm in the car on my way down to Florida, and I'm sitting here yelling at my wife. She has no idea what I'm talking about. Like, who's Max Kepler? I'm like, you guys wanted to DFA him last week, and then all of a sudden you wanted to platoon him. So, you know, that's my two cents on the Castellanos.
What's in Florida, Brian?
We're going to Universal for the week.
Oh, that's
sounds
awesome.
Like a nice time.
I think he wants to join.
Yeah.
Are you on good terms with your wife after yelling at her? You guys going to put over it?
It's a long ass
Just blame it on me. So that idiot Chilio wanted a DFA Kepler.
I was like, Joe Chilio is an idiot. Yeah. I can't wait to call in.
It's
a long ass
drive, it's not that long of a drive.
No, but it also made
From
me think of
Florida? Georgia and Florida is not. It's further.
Yeah, but how much further? 4 hours.
That's about 20 hours.
Yeah, but how much further than Georgia?
We have like 3 hours. We just got into Florida. We just left Georgia. We got 3 hours into the Universal.
There you go. All right, Brian. So, we enjoy it, but before you go, you got to give us a snack. We got to help John Johnson out. A snack of the night.
Well, I will bring this snack back for him because I know Hugh is a big fan of this place. We just stopped there, Bucky's. I will get him some beef jerky from Bucky's to be in the fantasy football midday draft.
Awesome, Brian. All right, you're in the mix. That's a good answer. The beef jerky from Bucky's, is that a top notch?
I haven't had it.
You haven't had it.
That's a 16-hour trip, dog. That's 16 hours.
I know, but you go to Georgia driving. Like that.
It don't take me 16 hours to get to Georgia. It'll take probably on a good day, 9.
But if you can drive to Georgia, saying that Florida's far, it doesn't make any sense. Bro, it's the next state.
That's a nice little hump. Like, for real.
Isn't it the next state?
No, it's the next state, but you have to drive through
Georgia.
You got to go through Warner Robins and all the other stuff.
Yeah.
Like, down that part of Georgia, a person of my complexion, it gets a little dicey, man.
I didn't say you have to do it.
I'm just saying, that's especially at night. I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to do that.
Stop by one of those pox parties.
You know what I mean?
Where are you going?
Going to a pox party. Hey, Katie. You got any kids that got the chicken
pox? By the way, this chicken pox talk did not end on one of the breaks. We were discussing the next iteration of chicken pox, which, of course, is shingles. And I was talking about when I'm 50, I'm going to get my shingles vaccine. I felt very old having this conversation here. Yeah, I got to get a shingles vaccine when I'm 50. Let's go to Elizabeth in New Jersey. What's up, Elizabeth?
Hey, I'm just calling because the Schwarber thing is infuriating because if it were a something for his dad to celebrate retirement, then someone on Cincinnati should have been catching the ball.
Elizabeth, I agree, with you. If they wanted to celebrate his dad, they could have done that. And Schwarber could have been on the field, right, and like give him a hug and been there for his dad.
Him a hug.
Sure, but like
they were sending a message loud and clear to Philadelphia, we're coming for him.
And he went along with it, Elizabeth.
Yes, he did.
I get why the Reds are doing what they're doing. They want him. I get it, but like he didn't have to go along with it.
No, and he pissed off a lot of Philly fans, and he should have just said, "Hey, let's do that thing, and I'll give him a hug at the end. I'll acknowledge my hometown. That's it. That's all.
Totally. Elizabeth, that's a good phone call, and I agree. This is the first time I've been annoyed at Kyle Schwarber as a Philly. I'm annoyed.
It's Ohio thing, man.
Stop.
Okay, that dog.
This is excuse maker talking about thing.
That was definitely an excuse.
Stop. We're not doing this.
That dog was going. It was strange, and I've never seen it be done before, but like anybody that's from Ohio, Middletown, like right down the street, though.
Again, he's played 50 games in his career.
He was an officer of the law.
I got my eye on you, Douglas.
Yeah, this is
the Ohio thing.
I feel like a pretzel right about now. I'm stretching myself all over the place. That's a bad take. That's a bad one. That's the only bad take I've ever had.
That's not true.
That's the only one. It's the only bad
the audience. The audience knows that's the lie. And then we just now it's online. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop board. All right. We'll get to your phone calls coming up. John Johnson, he needs snacks. The guy's eating celery in the overnight. Best answer we get today on a Tri-Day Friday for a new snack of the night for John will win a spot in the Midday Show Fantasy Football League live draft at McGurkson Roseford on September 3rd. Your calls on the Philly stuff. Topper, does he need to be great? And training camp. Does training camp matter? Can't believe I'm living in a world where training camp doesn't matter anymore. Everyone's just poo-pooing the Eagles getting blown up
just
by the Browns.
Just because they're not playing well.
Well, that's right. If they're playing well, they'd be like, oh, they're going undefeated. Plus, we do have a preseason game tomorrow. We'll give you what we'll be looking for. We've got a pregame show tomorrow at 11 leading into the game. That's the extra calls. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 W.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.
I pay.
This is the best of the Phillies on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
It is the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickie's in South Philly. You know, big parties, big events, always better at Chickie's and Pete's. Book your next one at chickiesandpetes.com. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Experience the Mark's difference with showrooms in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Online at marks-jewelers.com. Should the Phillies platoon Nick Castellanos or let him play through it? It's gotten closer, actually. 63.9% say platoon him. 36% say let him play through it. Before we get to the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report, what do you think they're going to do?
I think they're going to let him play through it, but I don't think it's going to be – I think it's not going to be playing every day. I think there are going to be times where they get Kepler in there against a righty.
Okay. Even just once or twice a week.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to play every single game every week. You know what I mean? I think there's going to be slow little pockets here, and they're going to see if he can heat up or not.
Which is a good – the strategy.
Sure. As long as eventually, hopefully,
it works,
the Castellanos hot streak does happen.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I do wonder, I know we all don't care about it, and I do wonder where his head is at. It's hard to tell.
Yeah.
I know we can watch how he's swinging, and we can say, oh, he doesn't even care. He's trying to spite us. But then,
even when he's going well, it doesn't.
It looks the same. Yeah,
he's scary.
Well, you know, he is a handful when he's not in a happy place.
Yeah. Oh my God!
Yeah, you know that, and I can imagine that.
And the other thing is, and maybe they learned their lesson with the bone benching in game two, is that you can't just
do it in the playoffs.
Well, you can't just like sit a guy, make it obvious that you don't want him anymore, and then try to trade him in the offseason.
Yes, yeah. Well, that's for sure.
Yeah, so you got to like do a little bit of a balance.
By the way, what are the chances, if I walked in there and Casty has an 0-2 count, that I could strike out Casty?
I don't know, man. Pretty high.
0-2,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, just a little bit of spin.
Yeah,
just
a little bit.
A smidge of spin.
Doesn't have to be anywhere in the strike zone. Can be in the dirt, yep. Whatever. Every time it's 0-2, it's like the worst pitch I've watched in my life is an 0-2 pitch to Cassie because I know exactly what's going to happen.
He's either 0-2 or is out on the first pitch.
Yes, pop out to right on the first pitch. 215-592-9494. Let's get to the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report.
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. Kev Jackie Baseball.
I believe he has won for his last 27, Nick Castellanos. But have no fear.
Yeah.
He is in the lineup tonight.
The hot streak is coming.
Yeah. No, he's in the lineup. It's a lefty on the mound, so I get why he is in the lineup. So Nick Castellanos, back up to fifth. You know,
there you go. That's where he wants to be.
They dropped him down yesterday. They put him right back up where he should be. Not Rob Thompson after the game last night did talk about Nick Castellanos. Doesn't really sound like a guy that's ready to commit to a platoon for him.
What do you see from Nick just this last little bit?
Yeah, he's just been off balance a little bit, you know. And not letting the ball travel. And usually when he's scuffling, that's usually what he's doing. We all know he's a streaky guy and he'll get it back. It's just a matter of when.
Streaky guy, he'll get it back.
I mean, he is.
He is a streaky guy.
Couldn't we have had this conversation every year he's been here?
No, we have had.
I've only been here for one other year. I know we had it last year.
Yeah.
You know, and he eventually came out.
Oh, believe me, the first year he was here, you should have saw him that year.
Well, the problem is he did sink them in the postseason in 22. Like, he was hitting behind Bryce. He didn't do anything. Like he had
the one hit in Atlanta, wasn't it? Or was it St. Louis?
So he had the hit against the Padres to extend the lead that I remember in game four.
And it was a catch he made.
There was the catch in Atlanta. He was better on defense in the playoffs in 22 than he was at the plate. And then he had the big hit in game one of the World Series, and that was about it. Because he was right behind Bryce. He was Bryce's protection in the lineup.
He was good against the Mets last year.
He had an OPS over 1,000 last year in the postseason. So,
I'm not a Casty guy. I don't want to frame myself as a Casty guy, but it is very easy to pick and choose, like, who didn't play well in what playoff series. Like, we don't talk. I've mentioned it a few times. Kyle Schwarber had one hit against the Mets, the first at bat of the series. One hit. He came up small against the Mets. We won't ever bring it up. You know, like, they have all had a hand in going cold in the playoffs, I would say. You know, like, they've all had their moments. And
the problem is he's just not a very good baseball player. Like, it is what it is with Castellanos. Like, and we'll see if he's here next year. It's just we're going through one of the Castellanos stretches that we seem to go through every single year.
Yep.
Every single year. So I know this would make you happy, Spike.
Uh-oh.
Matt Strom on why he invests in Pokemon cards rather than sports cards. He said that Pikachu's not going to tear his ACL. Charizard's not going to get a DUI.
Wow. Wow.
See, Strom's one that I'm usually a little careful on because...
So you get online?
Well, he hears everything.
Yeah.
So Strom's one that's going to, like, say something about you. I've seen Matt Strom.
Oh, yeah, we've seen him.
Yeah.
Care who he picks on.
Yeah, it's just like, I just... Enough with the baseball cards, man. Enough with Pokemon cards. It's in the middle of the season. Pokemon it up all off season, man.
All off season.
Because if you don't get your velocity back, you might be able to Pokemon in the second week of October. You know, like, I'm looking to push your Pokemon collecting back to November. The tweet after the 8-0 loss about Bryce Harper's baseball cards is one of the most annoying things I've seen an athlete do here in the last 2 years. It really is.
Yeah.
It really is. Pick your spots, buddy. You've had a horrible year. Team just lost 8-0. Just enough.
Well, hold on.
Baseball.
He was probably on the plane that got boarded and deboarded, and he seemed like he was bored.
So go buy stuff on eBay. I just don't talk about it publicly. Guys, he gets me a little bit. Strom.
Well, that's obvious. I mean, yeah.
You know, and by the way, every time somebody hits a ball 600 feet off him when it's foul, the little act where he's yelling at himself on the mound is like, he rubs me the wrong way.
Which do you like more, that or I? So it's I don't like when he allows home runs. But Jordan Romano's reaction when he allows a bomb, where he's just on his hands or on his knees for 30 seconds.
Yeah.
It's like, how'd that happen again?
Yeah. Well, Romano I kind of feel bad for a little bit.
Yeah.
Because Romano doesn't want to have a 7 ERA.
No.
But Romano's not on the internet, you know, trying to get Bryce Harper cards or talking about Pikachu. Romano wants to be good.
Yeah.
He shuts up otherwise.
Yeah.
It's like.
And by the way, nothing for nothing. And I'm doing a little psychoanalysis here with Matt Strom with this. You are a public figure in a city that cares about everything just about.
Yeah.
When it comes to our sports teams. You tweet that out after an 8-0 loss, to me, indirectly says, this doesn't bother me.
You're not bothered by the
I'm
loss.
Not bothered by this today.
Yeah.
Why isn't anybody else on the team tweeting out stuff? There's a reason why the star players who we hold accountable every day don't do this type of stuff.
Yeah.
After losses. But you doing it is a way to sort of snub your nose at fans who you're reading stuff about on Twitter and maybe saying something about you. You throw that out there to say, losing doesn't bother me. And that's just my little psychoanalysis there.
Well, and
good analysis.
And I get why it might bother us more than it bothers him. Like,
sure.
You play 162 games, you're going to lose some of them. As a player, you can't be internally miserable every time you lose a game. But you're right. The sign that it is sending to everyone else who is miserable that night. By the way, I always say this. When I've talked to athletes about the difference between how a fan perceives it and how they perceive it, Matt Strom, you got paid for that game. You got paid. Everyone watching the game did not get paid. They spent 3 hours of their lives away from their families, away from their work.
Did post-game.
Yeah, did post-game. You know what I mean? Like, I understand why it might matter a little more to a fan who gave up something as opposed to the player who didn't, who just, you got paid to play a baseball game, whatever. Yeah, the tweeting about the baseball cards after the 8-0 loss is just, it's just awful, man. It's
Thank
awful.
God Bryce didn't respond to that.
Oh, no, he hasn't played along online to any of this, by the way. None of it.
Harp's ready to give up his gear to get his one-of-one rookie card.
Yeah, yeah. Do you think Harper even cares about this at all?
No, he's probably going, all right.
Whatever you want, man.
Don't right, drag man. Me into this.
Yeah, you want some of my cleats? Here's some of my cleats. Go get a baseball card.
Knock yourself out.
Yeah.
Justin Crawford?
Oh, it's a side patch prism one-of-one. Oh, I'm going to put it. I make $30 million a year. What am I going to do with this baseball card? Okay, all right.
Crawford is in the lineup up in AAA today, so August 15th is here, which means he could retain his rookie status for next year. So
let's work on next year.
Yep.
Probably not coming up. Some bad August numbers about the offense via John Stolness this morning. They are 27th in baseball in walk rate in August. They are 27th in strikeout percentage, which is bad, the wrong 27. It means they're towards the top. They're 28th in K-to-walk ratio. They're the worst in baseball at swinging at pitches outside the zone, so that's 37%. So that's chase rate, essentially. So overall, all the offensive numbers back to where you don't want to see them. And the big one is Bryce.
Yeah.
So Bryce in August is walking at a 3.8% of the time, which is super low for him. Like he generally, even when he's not hitting, is still walking. He's not really walking. He's a 32% strikeout rate, which is high for him. He's hitting 200 with a 685 OPS.
And by the way, his OBP is 245, which the walk rate contributes to.
Uh-huh.
But we're all talking about Casty's, you know, two whatever OBP.
Yeah.
Bryce has. And as you noticed the other day, like the image when Bryce is struggling, the woe is me Bryce stuff. And it it showed itself in the field the other day.
And we feel like we have to do this again like three times a year with them. But when they go through stretches and he's not playing well and we say, wow, they look like they're not trying and they look like they're not locked in, I think that could stem from Bryce. I mean, the last three nights have looked like a totally different switch has been flipped where all of a sudden they don't look locked in. They don't look ready to go. And I know they went to bed at 5:30 in the morning in Cincinnati and had to get immediately. You know, it was a long day, and I get it. But, man, you're just seeing them roll over and roll over. And I know he got a hit early in the game yesterday, but I've just been annoyed at Bryce. I've just been annoyed at Bryce because it feels like when there's a good pitcher, he checks out. When there's a lefty, somehow he is hitting like 268 against lefties this year or something.
Doesn't feel that way.
And hitting 245, I think, against righties, 250 against righties. That doesn't feel right. It feels like he hasn't got a hit off a lefty all year. It's a little too much checked out for me, and maybe it's the wrist again. I hope it's not the wrist again. But if it's not the wrist, then it's just being disappointed in his own poor play and letting it translate to the field.
Well, this is one of the times where he is the best player on the team, and I feel like generally he avoids a lot of the criticism that a best player on the team usually gets when the team is struggling and he's not struggling.
Definitely does.
And he's struggling, right? Like, this is his time. This is and we all talk about the legacy of this core. Forget about this core. The legacy is him. This is Bryce Harper's legacy right here with the Philadelphia Phillies. Nick Castellanos will come and go. We'll forget about him. JT Realmuto, good player. We'll come and go. We'll forget about him. Trey Turner, good player. Like I guess my point on this is that the one player who they will look at when they're talking about the Hall of Fame as to whether they won a World Series or not, and what their legacy is. This is Bryce Harper's legacy right here. Zach Wheeler, maybe to an extent, but Bryce Harper is the face of the team.
Yeah.
And for twice this year, now we have to deal with this thing where we get the "oh woe is me" Bryce because things aren't going your way. And I personally, I don't even know if I hope it's the wrist or I don't hope it's the wrist, because if the wrist. Okay, I guess I could get it, but then oh no, it's the wrist. And then if it's not the wrist, it's like.
And I don't think it's the wrist. Like, I think he's still swinging hard.
Well, then I want fiery Bryce back.
Yes.
Give me 65% of who you were in DC.
Well, and the thing that is with me right now is, where's the guy that after the Giants game is saying he's one of the best players in baseball? Like, get the edge back. The edge back and play with that chip again, because it just doesn't look like that. It just looks like late in a game when it's not, they're probably losing, that he just gives it away. Just gives away an at bat for no reason. He's better than that. He's better than that. And he's got to lock in. He's got to lock in.
Come on, big dog.
By the way, he is a guy who is a good enough hitter to when he's scuffling a little bit, that's when he should be working walks. Like, that's when he should be having really good at-bats to get on base, even if he's not going to hit the hell out of the ball.
Yeah.
And I'm okay if your power goes away for a week or two and you can't hit it, but that's not the same time that I want to see the walks going down. That's when I want to see the walks going up.
Also, like, you got to be able to still grind out at-bats. It feels like there's been a lot of, like, early in counts, swinging at a first pitch without really looking like there's a plan up there. I mean, be a tough out. He doesn't look like a tough out right now.
He's a first pitch swinger too.
But he hasn't always been that way. Like, you have first pitch swingers behind you, you know, that are more aggressive. He has such a good eye, him and Schwarber, that they can get to, you know, 3-2 and they can work the pitcher. He's not even working pitchers anymore. It's just he's going up there flailing a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the final thing on this is we can talk about nobody hitting behind him. Which is true. He has JT Realmuto hitting behind him, whatever. But then if you're not getting pitches to hit, you should be walking.
Do
you know what I'm saying?
Well, like, the whole thing was pass the baton. Pass the baton.
Yeah. That's not him.
He's got to take
when everybody else is not. I think it's easier for him to do that when the rest of the team is hitting well, because we've seen him have high OBP numbers.
He's always been a great
walker. So it's when he starts to press. Because no one else is hitting either. He goes up there and tries to be overly aggressive. Not making an excuse for him.
Yep.
I think the criticism is warranted. But I also believe he gets a little impatient
Yep.
When he sees nothing else is happening around him.
I agree. Yeah. I agree. Yeah.
But and I know that we do the whole, well, he hasn't protected, he's not getting any pitches. He's getting pitches. Like, he's getting pitches.
Yeah,
he's
like, just that's why I said it's not an excuse, but.
I know. He wants. I hear you. He wants to deliver.
To do
but,
it,
but
yeah.
I actually feel like he's looked less interested in all of it.
Yeah.
Like, he just looks checked out to me. And you cannot be checked out.
Not this year.
No,
not this team.
They're not good enough.
Yeah.
I mean, they're just not good enough for that.
Yeah. 215-592-94. That's it, Jack?
Yeah.
That was it?
All
right.
That's a lot.
215-592-94-94. Ed in Phoenixville. You're on WIP. What's up, Ed?
Ike, Spike, Fritz. Good afternoon.
What up, Ed?
So, have you guys ever seen that movie Anger Management with Adam Sandler?
It's not a. It's an underrated Sandler.
Underrated. Yep. Yeah, they made it number two, didn't they?
So
they make a sequel whenever
Nick Castellanos is up to bat, I have to say that little mantra that Jack Nicholson said, "Goose Fraba." It's like this little something to like relax you when you get really keyed up and angry. Like,
yeah, Ike says woosah.
Yeah, woosah. Where did I get that from?
Yeah, I don't know. I can't tell if I got it
from
you.
Nah, it's from a movie.
I brought it home.
Woosah.
You know?
Oh, that's Martin. That's Bad Boys.
Ah.
Martin and Will Smith.
So,
yeah,
I know
bad.
That Jack is sort of tongue-in-cheek saying DFA Nick Castellanos, but, I mean, I wouldn't hate it. I mean, I know it's not feasible, but, like, it is absolutely brutal watching him over the last 2 months. So it's just something has to change.
Yeah, I guess my point is with him, it usually does on its own. It usually does. I agree. He is a replacement level baseball player that we're paying what $30 million to $25 million.
Yep.
He's overpaid. He has not changed his approach at all. He is seems like and I don't want to say bad clubhouse guy because the one thing that Castellanos I feel like brings that nobody else on the team brings, which is why I want more out of Bryce, is that Casty feels like he has an edge to him and nobody else on the team does. And that is the thing. I respect Bryce Harper a lot for how he's changed from coming from D.C. to here. He's never said one bad thing about the fans. Always seems like he has not been the child that he was in D.C., but he did have an edge there. And the only, like, I look at this team, and I think they're a good team that can win the World Series. But the only player on this team that ever has an edge is Castellanos. Nobody else does. Trey doesn't. Bohm doesn't. Stott doesn't. Schwarber's a great player, but he doesn't have an edge.
Yeah, but is Castellanos turning into the negative side of his edge?
Well, but that's the thing with guys like that is that they're always on that line.
They're always teetering.
Yeah, they're always teetering. They're always it's always the guy who is going to do if it's a dumb sport if it's a different sport if it's basketball he's the guy that gets the frustration foul when you really don't need it.
Yeah.
But he's also the guy who gets hot when you need it too. And like
so he's like a sixth man.
Sort of. I just think he's sort of like, I mean, he's not CJGJ, but the Phillies don't have another guy like that. So
right.
I get the frustration, Ed, and I don't like watching the at-bats as much as anybody. And actually, I actually hate watching him in right field more than I hate the at-bats because I've become like a defense guy this year. I like watching defense.
Oh, you're Brewers guy.
But that said, I do think he provides something.
Yeah, but my fear with that is that ever since the benching, he's doing too much. I'm doing me now.
Right.
And it could be taking away from the team.
Right.
Which is the issue.
Mm-hmm. You have something on Jalen there, Ed?
Okay.
Yeah. So I know it's a day late, and I'm a morning show caller. I get it, but is it too late to take the pledge?
Oh, you want to take the pledge?
I would happily take the pledge, yeah.
Wow. The whole pledge? Or can we get the abbreviated version?
No. All right.
All right, here we go.
Right,
here we go.
We barely
everyone
got
at Chickies yeah. gather around.
Take the pledge. Ed, repeat
we're going to be late to break.
Oh, shut up. That's usually your fault. I could do it once. Ed, repeat after me. I am an Eagles fan.
I am an Eagles fan.
We won the Super Bowl.
We won the Super Bowl.
I do solemnly swear that I will not care about the next quarterback list.
I do solemnly swear that I will not care about the next quarterback list.
No matter where Justin Herbert and Josh Allen are.
No matter where Justin Herbert and Josh Allen are.
It does not matter because we won the Super Bowl.
It does not matter because we just won the Super Bowl.
There we go. Thank you, Ed.
Terrible.
And I got
a great bargain for you.
Okay, what's a good bargain?
Christopher Sanchez's contract.
Hell yeah.
Ah,
what
big answer.
A big answer, and it's one of the only times that $8 million can be a bargain.
That's true.
Well, I'll tell you what, them prioritizing that over a Ranger extension was a smart move. And
yes.
Without that deal, I mean, like, it gives them much more flexibility for a team that has no flexibility financially.
Yes, yes. Like paying him that?
Yeah.
Because he is paying you the production of a $40 million.
Oh, yeah.
You know? 215-592-9494. Coming up next, a couple of things. First of all, we'll see if I hold on to the belt, which I was awarded last week. One of the greatest moments. No, I did not award it myself.
No.
Don't do that.
He earned that.
Yeah. Ike and you gave me the belt. Mostly Ike. So,
That.
See if I keep the belt. Saquon talks about how his body feels after all those touches. And a quote from Lane Johnson that, like, it's not the greatest quote I ever heard. Let's put it that way, especially if we're talking about our Super Bowl window for the next few years. So we will hear from Lane Johnson next. 215-592-9494. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly, where big parties and big events are always better. Book your next one at chickiesandpete's.com. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
You've been listening to the best of the Phillies on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.